COVID-19 cases surged in Haines last month, reaching as high as 43 active cases in a town of about 2,000 people. There were at least 4 cases on campus, and dozens of close contacts have had to quarantine since the start of school. Masks are required on campus, and the school provides rapid asymptomatic COVID testing for students, staff, and some families that homeschool their kids. Haines senior Avery Williamson is the student rep on the school board. She says student athletes have been tested twice a week because they often travel, and she says that likely contained wider outbreaks.
When there was the positive case in cross country, that was pretty stressful because I was in the middle of that. We were worried about our season and just our safety, but our mitigation kept us all safe, and that was really remarkable. And I'm confident that we'll continue with our indoor sports, which are a little higher stress because they're inside.
Superintendent Roy Getchell says he feels the current COVID protocols, like masks, are working and doesn't want to see that change.
We went through some uncharted territory to start the year and some things that we hadn't done before. We've really tested our mitigations. And while not perfect, I don't know that anything is perfect during COVID, but I feel really good about how things went, how we were able to work through it, keep our students safe, keep things continuous.
The superintendent says so far no closures have been needed. He says he's proud that Haines' 251 public school students haven't had their classes disrupted.
We didn't have to cancel school. We didn't cancel any practices. We didn't cancel anything. We did have students that were in quarantine that we worked with their families on, but those were not school-related quarantines, except for a couple of students during an athletic situation that we worked through.
Younger people are catching COVID, though. The largest number of cases identified in Haines have been among those 20 and younger. That's according to state public health. Only those over 12 can be vaccinated. And of that slice of the population, 73% have been fully vaccinated in Haines. Third grade teacher Sophia Armstrong says faculty had been nervous about an outbreak in the schools, and she urged the district to keep its precautions in place.
I was worried that my class was going to fall like dominoes with how contagious the Delta variant is. And so I'm just really glad because only the children who came to school with it left school with it. And it's just really lovely to have full classrooms again and know that we're all safe and healthy.
The Haines Teachers Union also weighed in. Haines Education Association President Kristen White read a letter on behalf of the union that applauded the work of the district's Health Advisory Committee, which brings together the district's administration with local health providers.
We are fortunate to work in a district that values both safety and continuity of learning.
It was in this atmosphere that Haines Superintendent Roy Getchell recommended that the board keep its COVID protocols in place for at least another month.
Because I feel like we're not out of the woods yet. We want to keep things going. We've got momentum with learning. We've got momentum with activities. We want to maintain that.
In a related development, the Federal Centers for Disease Control announced Friday it will be reviewing vaccine eligibility for kids ages 5 to 11. That could mean vaccines could be available for school-age children under 12 as early as next month. In Haines for KHNS News, I'm Corinne Smith.